This is Roni's Own Radio. Now, Roni's Own Radio is a show where we present views and interviews about everything from God to Star Wars and everything in between, in about 30 minutes. We hope to enlighten, enrage, and engage you by looking at topics from many different angles. You never know what you're going to get with Roni's Own Radio, but it will always be a very, very different podcast. Roni's Own Radio. Check us out at jrdonline.com. And now, on with the show. Hi, everybody. This is Jeff Roni, and we're going to talk about what I'm doing. So, we're going to talk about podcasting. And there's great sites out there. There's great information. But I kind of wanted to cover just some topics and some answers to questions that I have come to. Now, again, this is not, we're not going to cover everything. We're not going to get to every single topic. And I'm available for questions, but there is plenty of good information that I'll be talking about in this podcast. And also, just that you can find. Google is your best friend. So, all right, let's dive in. Podcasting is a recorded show that's recorded digitally that is offered normally in an MP3 format. And I know there's video podcasts now, but let's just stick to the audio portion right now. Step one is very important. And if you don't go through all these different facets of step one, you're not really getting off to a good start. It's like running a marathon in good work shoes. You're not prepared. You don't have everything all thought out as yet. So, step one, what will your podcast be about? It's a big question. And a lot of people just have a passion for something and they have a laptop or they have a desktop and they go, I'm going to record something and I'm just going to create a podcast because everybody else is doing it. And the one thing I'd like you to do before you even do that, and hopefully I'm talking to people that maybe have never podcasted before, and maybe you have, but maybe you jumped over this and you haven't thought this through, I would encourage you to go through these little steps and many, many points I'm going to take you through one more time and think it through. First of all, if you go to Podcast Alley, Podcast Pickle, any podcast directory, iTunes, anything, just take a look around. There are podcasts for everything, and I mean everything. So, I certainly don't want to take any love of anything away from anybody, but the bottom line is this. Every subject is covered. I'm going to say that one more time. Every subject is covered. So, your goal, your duty is to find a niche, which is a part of a subject that is not being covered, and cover it. Because here's the bottom line. Unless you are the most fantastic orator in the whole world, unless you have inside information, unless you are a doctor or a professor or someone who is just totally read up on a certain subject and you know it cold, you're going to be one of the 35,000 podcasts that only have one or two shows and are just dropped. Okay? I'd rather get harsh reality right out here, right now. All right. So, niche. You need to find your niche. What is your show? What's it going to be about? Find your niche. A lot of people, where I started, in the Star Wars fan audio community, there are, and I know I'm going to make a lot of people mad, really don't care. A lot of people start shows and say, we're going to review the Star Wars saga films. Okay, that's been done about a million times. I mean, truly it has. I have not seen a lot of good niche finding in the area where I've started. Okay? Now, the flip side of finding a niche is you found a niche, then you have to grow your audience. And we'll kind of talk about promotion in a little bit. But find your niche. What is your show about? All right. So you want to talk about Star Wars films. Great. Maybe you can do a show about films that Star Wars has influenced, or maybe films that have influenced Star Wars, or stories that have influenced Star Wars. You need to kind of find something that is around that subject, but not just totally on that subject. Because believe me, there are subjects, there are podcasts that cover that subject. Okay? There you go. Niche finding is very tough. And that's why a lot of people want to start a podcast but never do, because this process is very difficult. But if you're committed to it and you have a passion for it, you will find a niche. Now, the two shows that I started were very niche, very, very much. Now, the Tatooine TV show I started was Star Wars parodies. So that's Star Wars characters and situations with icons of today, like Dr. Phil, Paris Hilton, that kind of thing, with Darth Vader and all this kind of stuff. High, high concept. People just didn't get it, but it was a niche. And I'm humble to say that there has been a lot of awards won by this show, and there are some people that just love this show. It's not huge. It's, you know, there's a lot of people that listen to it, but it's not a phenomenon. It's not a phenomenon. It's just not. But the bottom line is I found a niche and I went forward. My other show was just more of a reflection of the way I saw things. And it's Roni's Own Radio. And it comes from just my eyeballs and my heart and my brain looking at a lot of different subjects. And yeah, there are some Christian elements to it because I'm a Christian guy. But that's not the entire show. And to be frank, that's been the hardest thing, is to kind of build an audience around that kind of a niche. Just because, my opinion, religiousness mixing with entertainment like Star Wars sometimes is a tough sell, and people just do not want to hear about religion at all. And I don't think I force my beliefs on anybody. That's my opinion. Okay, so finding a niche. Very important. You've got to do it, because if you just want to do a YouTube show. Now, if you know a lot of people and can build an audience pretty quick, more power to you. You may be able to pull it off. But then we'll talk about listening to your listeners in a little bit. But, okay, who is your audience? That's almost secondary. Who is your audience? Now, for instance, Roni's Own Radio, I did not want to be, number one, a Christian show. There are wonderful Christian podcasts out there. And again, those niches and those subjects are covered well by other people. So therefore, I didn't want to go and try and do better than them. I wanted to do my own show. So therefore, I chose a more wider scope to integrate God and religion and the Bible into other subjects. So I chose a different path. So my show's audience really isn't Christian people. Now, some subjects Christians will enjoy, but my audience is for people that are more college age, maybe a more adult age. It's not really for kids. It's not to say that kids won't enjoy it, but it's more of college, some high school, and adult people listening to the show. Now, I wanted to open it up with some of the subjects for females, to have females listen to the show. So we did a show on Women's Lib, two women talking about dating in the 2000s, and that kind of a thing. So I've tried to kind of open it up and not just have guys that I interview on the show. But I don't think there's too many women listening to the show, so there's a lot of guys. So anyway, you can try to branch out your audience. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Okay, create an open-ended show. Don't just, for instance, okay, if you're going to do a podcast about a TV show, unless it's brand new and you know this has like years, like perhaps Lost, perhaps CSI, something like that. Once you start doing a show about, let's say, Star Wars, for instance, Star Wars, the last film, has been done. Okay, So if you're going to talk about Star Wars films, you're going to run out of information fairly quickly. And you're going to be scrambling to talk about something else. So there's a great show. It's called Star Wars Action News by Arnie and his wife. Now, that is a perfect instance of finding a niche and covering it. Star Wars Collecting, they have the best show, period, about that. And it hasn't been around that long. But I would imagine he did everything that we're going to be talking about as far as planning and thinking about the future and that kind of thing. And I think it's just fantastic because Star Wars Collecting will never end. The films did end. Star Wars Collecting probably will not. There's also Star Wars books. There's always new books coming out. The TV show, a little bit too far off, you know? So picking a focus of your show is very important. And you don't want to choose a topic of a show that's going to end. Now, the only other situation you could do is if you sit down and you go, I want to do 10 shows about this. And maybe you are going to do 10 podcast episodes about working on your car or whatever. Pick something and pick a starting and an end point, and I think you'll be better off. But if you never have an end in sight, that's pretty tough, and you got to have something that's never going to stop, and you're always going to have something interesting to talk about, something different to talk about. Okay. Now, part two is equipment. You need an editing software. A lot of people love Audacity. A-U-D as in dog, A-C as in car, I-T as in Tom, Y, Audacity. It's a free program. Google it. And there are some great tutorials on Audacity. And it's free, so go and get it. So there you go. We've taken care of the editing software. You're going to need a microphone. Now, if you have a desktop, that's an easier process because you can buy a mixer for inside of $50, plug the microphone in the mixer, which more than likely, I mean, you need to find one. But they're like Music 1, 2, 3, and ZZ Ounds. And there's a lot of really good, like, same-day music and that kind of a thing. There's a lot of great websites out there that sell these Behringer lower-end mixers to get you in the game, get you a microphone, go. And, I mean, if you have very, very, very little money, you can go to Radio Shack and buy a very inexpensive mixer, but I recommend at least going, you know, around $50 and getting the Behringer, you know, I think it's 6-input mixer or something like that. You're going to thank me later for that. So, the microphone can plug into the mixer. Now, if you have a laptop, they have USB microphones. I have not had that much experience with that. I've heard there's a USB buzz and that kind of stuff. You need to start really thinking about. Read reviews, read about podcasting rigs, that kind of a thing. There's a lot of good information out there, the setups for people when they do their podcast. And to me, there's two setups. There is the desktop, which is lower cost to get in, I would say, because you can just plug a mixer right in the back of the desktop. Laptops are a little more expensive because you need an interface, and M-Audio and different companies like that create a plug-in interface. Now, you can use the USB mic, but again, I've only read about the buzz of the USB mics. I've never used them myself. Okay? Phone interviews. Plugging in phones like a cell phone or a phone in your home, using plugs to plug it in something directly leads to buzz. I highly recommend against it. I have a desktop. I have a mixer. I put the microphone right next to the phone, and I use another channel with another mic for my voice. So the phone is mixed. The phone is mic'd. My voice is mic'd. I can hear the phone. I can use the mixer to even out the sounds. There you go. That's the way I do phone interviews. Okay? Number three, show structure. Now we've decided on the niche. We've got our equipment together. The show structure, how's it going to be broken down? It needs an intro. It needs an outro. There's great sites on the internet. One's called Sound Dogs. that have some good production music. You can buy, you know, a CD for inside of $50 that has some royalty-free music that you can use. There's also GarageBand.com. There's a lot of, for promotion, you have to say who is singing the music, but then you can use it for your show. And just as long as you do your due diligence and alert people to who that is, so they don't think that you created it in your garage. Okay, so the top of show structure, right underneath intro and outro and all this kind of stuff, is have a catchphrase, have a byline. You know, if your show is, you know, Irish music, you know, music, you know, music from across the sea or something. Local music from across the sea, whatever. I mean, you're focusing on Irish bands in your city. And so that people know exactly what they're listening to when they get to your show. Now, again, when you get to a really high niche that requires some explanation, it kind of gets tough. But it's good to have that in that beginning moments of your show. Now, is the host just going to be you? And if that's true, you need to be real comfortable with the microphone, because there's a lot of people that just sound bored and they kind of talk like this and they read from a script that they've written out and they just sound like this. You do that enough and you'll go from four listeners to zero, and then it'll just be bots that you'll see on the feed burner account and all that. So learn to relax in front of the microphone. Listen to yourself. Change it up. Just be natural. And again, I mentioned the writing it out. There's some shows I've listened to, and it definitely sounds like they've written out everything they say and they read it. Please don't do that. You're going to do research on your show. If you're going to do like a view type of a show where you're going to talk about a subject, do your research. When you're researching it, things are going to just pop out. Write words that kind of guide you from one section to the next. Do not read from a script, because we can tell. Okay. Now, you can also have a co-host. You know, maybe if you're married or living with someone, you can use them as your co-host if they're interested. You can have someone on the phone be a co-host. Be creative. But it's only interesting if it's interesting. And sometimes just you aren't interesting. And, you know, it's just me right now, so I'm having to be a little more animated than most, because I know it's just me. So, just you or co-host. A lot of different situations you can set up for that. Is your show going to be news? I recommend against it, because by the time people listen to your podcast, because you have to record it, you have to edit it, you have to get it ready and set it up and send it up to the site so people can get to it, by that time, the news is old. Unless you are in charge of something and only you know that news. Okay? Views. This is a free country. You can have views on anything and feel any way that you like. But just be prepared that libel and slander are real dangers. So if you start railing on somebody and making a bunch of comments about somebody or something, just be prepared. So, and I don't know if an angry show is really what anybody really wants to do. You know, you can be mad at George Bush all day long, but just to do a bashing show for weeks and weeks and weeks, I don't know. There's other things on this planet, you know. Just vote for the next Democratic person and move on. I don't know. I don't know. Interviews. There's a lot of people that have a lot of interesting stories, so set up interviews. And that's kind of interesting. And my experience I've found is if you are upfront and honest, you can get some pretty high-end stars. I mean, hey, I got the dog, the bounty hunter, you know? That's saying something. So give it a shot. You never know unless you ask. Okay, number four, website. The home of your show. There's a huge push now, and I am a firm believer in the blog. So that means I went to a website host, went to siteground.com. Again, I'm not vouching for them. That's where I'm hosted. But, you know, your experience can be different than mine. I'm making no promise that it's perfect or whatever. It's just use at your own risk. But that's where I'm hosted, and I use WordPress. And with WordPress, I can host all of my podcasts, and I can set them to be uploaded and released in the future. So it's kind of cool that I can set it up to be released weeks ahead, months ahead, whatever. And so I can do my Christmas show now in September and have it be done. Other people don't like that. They want PodTrack or, you know, whatever kind of new podcast thing to have it on there. That's fine. You can do that too. Or some people just want a normal, regular site. Here's the big question, though. There are the podcast feed, people that feel that they're offering their show as a podcast feed, and other people offer it as a download from their site. Now, I think both are important, and I've just done a shift over from my site, and I'm having to kind of fix it up so the people that aren't subscribed for whatever reason can download it from my site. So just keep in mind, you may want to have both available for people. Number 5, interaction. Whew. Message boards. There's a huge push now for doing away with message boards because they can be hacked and messed up and messed with, and moving over to blog comments because there's a big push for blogs. I think WordPress is just awesome. I'm a huge fan of WordPress. And so blog comments are wonderful. I've had a number of message boards that have gone nowhere, and yet there are other sites that have huge message board families and people, fans, and all that. So, reviews and criticism. Once you start your podcast, you go from having it be in your room, in your head, on your hard drive, to the public. The internet is the public. And so, you will be commented on, criticized, reviewed. If you receive criticism of anything more than your show is great, your show sucks, and it has specifics, that's gold. That is gold. Even if it rips your show right down the middle, that's gold. Somebody actually took the time to listen to the show, review, and send it to you. That is gold. And that's what you want. That's the only way that you're going to get better. Unless you're the most fantastic podcaster in the whole world that needs no guidance at all, you need reviews, comments, and criticism. Most podcasters beg for it and never get it. I only get a few. And I've covered some pretty controversial subjects, and I thought the whole email account would blow up, but it didn't. So either everybody agreed with me, or I don't know. Now, number 6, we're going to kind of get into some smaller things as we go down, but they're big in the scheme of things. What is your commitment? What is your commitment? Is it 2 months, 2 weeks, till something else comes along? Life gets in the way. If you have kids, you're going to be struggling to find time to do it. Work, just life in general, a whole bunch of things really get in the way. Okay, so keep that in mind. What is your commitment? So if you can have that in your head before you even start, that's the best thing to say. I'm going to do a show a month. You don't have to do any more than that. Do a show every 2 months. Don't start with a daily show. That's just crazy. And don't call your show the daily whatever. There's only one person that does it. Two people that I know do a daily show. And it's Adam Curry and Father Roderick. And I commend them. That's something. But I just, I don't have enough time for that. Now, number 7, promotion. You're going to promote your show. One of the easiest ways is to be a friend to other shows. Help them out. Send them comments. Send them audio comments. Send them email comments. Help them out. If you know something about another show and you want to offer advice, offer help, just be a friend to the other show. that's going to go a long way. They're going to mention you on their show, and it could pay off. You know, somebody maybe listening to their show would be interested in listening to your show, and on. But be a friend to somebody else's show. That's important. Competition shouldn't go all the way down the line. I mean, you're going to start to alienate people if you're competing against everybody. So also, you can put in your, you can post in other message boards about the subjects maybe that you cover, and then in your signature line you can put your podcast name and your URL to find your podcast. That's a great way to do it. I've done all kinds of promotion. I've paid for ads on internet radio. I've done it all. And it does drive in traffic, but it's not consistent. So if you want to push for a month or two, yeah, do that. But try a lot of different things. Also, on your website, hopefully, that you're hosting on, you can read your traffic. And you can see which shows are the most downloaded and which aren't. So you can kind of gauge what's hitting and what's not for your show. Obviously, you don't want to do it from the very beginning. I mean, you want to kind of do readings over a number of months and a number of shows. So, number eight, what are your goals? What do you want out of this show? And I think if you start a show and you have no goal, you just say, I want to do a podcast. Well, why? What do you want to accomplish? You know, and it could be a hard thing. It could be, I want to help people structure their lives, and I want to help people achieve their goals. That's fantastic. But how? What do you, do you want to grow in numbers? That's perfectly cool to say, I want 1,000 subscribers or whatever. Have a goal and work toward that goal. You may not hit it ever. You may not hit it for a while. But at least have a goal that you're going for. Have many goals. Just have, say, I'd like some email back from some listeners. And, once you get them, say, excellent. That's one goal down. Number nine, watch other shows that you really like and look at their website and maybe write them an email and ask them what really has helped their show and what do they suggest. That's great advice. And I don't know if that's well, I don't know if it's done that much. Also, there is a website called schoolofpodcasting.com. And it's for podcasters of all kinds, new, medium, farther along. There's a guy in there named Dave Jackson that really has some great advice. He's always looking for some new promotion thing, some new area that you can learn to do better, interviews, and that kind of thing. So schoolofpodcasting.com, it's like $5 a month, and it'll give you access to student-only podcasts that give you some really deep concepts and reviews and tutorials on different ways to do things and different programs and that kind of thing to help you out as far as podcasting. Number 10, we've talked about listening to criticism and reviews. Know when to change and adapt. Now, if you're doing, for instance, a Lost podcast, Lost is just a fantastic show. But let's say, for instance, that season 3 is the last season. What are you going to do? Some would say end that and maybe go on to another show, or maybe adapt the podcast and say, I want to continue on with J.J. Abrams' next show and then move forward to the next show. Don't be afraid to change and adapt. Just because you have originally done a niche show and you find the numbers falling off when the show is ending, it happens. Adapt or stop or change. So don't be afraid. Just you need to do it. Number 11, know when to end. Know when to call it quits. And when the final Star Wars film came out and I kind of felt the wind going out of the sails of the Star Wars phenomenon for now, I said, Tatooine TV is done. We're done. And because that definitely was a show that appealed, and I was pointing towards Star Wars fans that liked comedy. And so I ended Tatooine TV and I started Ear Giggles, which is a comedy podcast for all kinds of comedy, Star Wars and everything else. So I know I knew when to end Tatooine TV. I also knew when to change and adapt into something else, and that's exactly what I did. So I hope this has been good for you. I hope it's been interesting. I hope you've learned some things, and I wish you the best of luck doing your podcast on whatever it is you're doing it on. Thanks for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and send us some feedback at jeff.roni@gmail.com. And if you're using WinPotter to listen to this podcast, you can always use the feedback form to your left. Until next time, this is Jeff Roni saying see you later. Bye. Roni's Own Radio is a Roni's Own audio production.